when the coal of fire touched the prophet. Men, go and work for me today. Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Oh, speak my Lord. Oh, speak to me, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak my Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, making you can be. When the voice of God said, who'll go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me. Oh, hallelujah, speak my Lord. Oh, speak to me, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer them. Speak, Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Oh, speak, Lord. Oh, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer them. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Speak, and I'll
hallelujah, be hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name. Blessed
time
be your name.
Of reaping will be over.
Yes, Lord. Soon the time.
Soon we'll gather for the
harvest. For reaping will be over. Soon we will gather for the harvest.
May the Lord of harvest smile
May
upon us.
May the Lord of harvest smile upon us.
May we hear this child
May
well done.
Blessed call.
Tonight. Oh, speak, my
tonight,
speak,
Lord.
Speak. Hallelujah.
Speak tonight, Lord.
Speak and now be quick to answer them.
Speak, your children are ears to hear you tonight.
Speak, my speak, Lord, my Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Speak and I will answer, Lord. Send me.
Yes, Lord, this evening we are here to say yes to every word that
hallelujah.
Will come, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So speak to us, O God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our brethren that have been to work and back.
Amen.
We thank you for our wives and our children who have been in the house. We thank you, God, for the church. We thank you for the word. And we thank you, God, the grace that, Lord, you have given to us to be gathered nowhere but in your presence tonight.
Amen.
Father, speak to us tonight,
hallelujah.
Lord. We are all ears to God tonight to hear from you. We know that, Lord, it's for a purpose that why you gathered us tonight. So, Lord Jesus, speak. Speak, Lord. We are of all ears to hear you, God. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. We quickly just take our Bibles and let's turn to our first reading. It's Jeremiah 2. We read 12 and 13. And then our second reading will be John 4, 10 to 15. The first reading is Jeremiah 2, 12, 13. And then you can open John 4, 10 to 15 and put your hands there. Let us hear the word of God. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Our second reading, John 4, 10 to 15. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Oh, dear Heavenly Father, how sweet is your word. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord, it is true. Many have forsaken the fountain of the living waters. And they've healed to themselves, drinking from different sources. But Lord, we thank you, God, that Lord, before the foundation of the world, your grace, you knew us, Lord. And you have conformed us, God, into the image of your dear Son. And the Lord, by your grace, we are drinking from the fountain of life. Father, we thank you, even as the woman asked, art thou greater than our father Jacob? Tonight, we know that greater than Jacob is here. So, Lord, we want to drink from that fountain of life. We want, Lord Jesus, whatever we hear will spring up unto everlasting life within us, O God. So, Father, bless your word, O Lord. Take me aside, O Lord. And let the Holy Spirit of God speak to us. That, Father, at the end of it, O God, we will hold on to something to glorify your name. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you for coming. And we have two wonderful scriptures here. Every word of God is so great. Amen. Now let's look closely at our first reading. The topic tonight is the living water. The living water. Let's look at our first reading. You can see how serious the issue is. God is saying, be astonished, heavens, be astonished. Be horribly afraid. God addressing the heavenly host. Praise God. Telling them, be astonished and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate. Why? Because my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of the living waters. That's number one. And number two, they've done what? They have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. That is where they've made it their source of drinking. Amen. Another translation which I found at my brother's house, Brother Mike's house, is that the heavens are shocked at such a thing and shrink back in horror and dismay. Praise the Lord. It's a serious matter. God is considering this as very, very serious. So he tells the host, heaven, the heavenly host, that ye people be astonished. Be horribly afraid. And be very desolate. For my people have committed two evils. Forsaking the fountain of living waters. And then you go and look for another source of water. Praise the Lord. Of course, there are many sources of water. There are many sources of water. But there is only one source where, when you drink, you have eternal life. Amen. There are many sources. Do you want to hear from one of the sources? Amen. God bless you. Yesterday, Metro Herald listened to something from one of the sources. He said, who am I to judge gay men? Asked Pope Francis. Praise the Lord. He said, who am I to judge gay men? Asked Pope Francis. That's another source. Praise the Lord. So you can hear something from that source. What he's saying. That who am I to judge gay men? He said, Pope Francis has no problem with gay people or priests who identify themselves as homosexuals. Are you listening to that source? Praise the Lord. And again, says significantly, he said gay clergymen should be forgiven and their sins forgotten. Praise the Lord. So that's something from one of the sources. But praise be to God. We thank God that there is another source. Where? In the message book, Absolute. He said there's got to be somewhere that someone's word must be final. There's going to be a place that is the final. And there's going to be someone who can say, this is sin. And it is sin. Praise the Lord. There's got to be someone who can say, it is sin. No compromising. Praise God. That is the source I want to drink from. And I believe that's the source we are all drinking from. Where sin is sin. Praise God. Truth is truth. Praise the Lord. So Israel, my people, they have committed two evils. Then our second reading, we see some kind of a contrast here. The woman, the Gentile woman, praise the Lord, representing the Gentile church. Let's turn to John 4. Let's turn to John 4. Let's start reading from verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, Jesus coming to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Oh, praise the Lord. Evening time. Evening time. And in the evening time, there must be what? There must be a light. And the light was there. Praise God. The light was there. Hallelujah. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. See, the Jews always consider themselves above everybody. Amen. They consider themselves that they are superior. Those who don't know Christ, praise God. But those who know Christ, they don't think that way. So, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, praise the Lord. The gift of God. What is the gift of God? The gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him will not perish. The gift of God, that Jesus Christ himself. See? He was seated there. He said, if you know the gift of God, and the gift of God was seated before her. Praise the Lord. Then it was the gift of God. And who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked him, and he would have given you a living water. Said, thou hast nothing to draw. See, the woman said, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Are thou greater than our father Jacob? Oh, praise the Lord. Greater than Jacob is here tonight. When you continue reading, we will come to that, to the later part of our reading. Now let's go back to the prophet. In the message book, The Broken System, the prophet said, Israel had done two great evils. God said they had turned from him, the fountain of life, and have hewed themselves cisterns to drink out of. Now, that is something. The prophet said, that is something. The prophet said, this could parallel the hour that we are living in. Amen. This could parallel the hour that we are living in. That many have what? Forsaken the fountain of life. And have hewed to themselves what? Broken systems. They found their own sources. Look. Naturally, we feel thirsty. Praise God. Naturally, we feel thirsty. Spiritually, we feel thirsty also. You need something to drink. Praise God. So, he said, the prophet said, that day could parallel with this hour that we are living in. Because the prophet said, we look at Israel as example. And there is only one thing that God ever did honor. Let's take notice of this. There is only one thing that God ever did honor. And that was his way that he has provided for his people. The way that he has provided for you, that is the only thing he will honor. But he said, God was dishonored, and God made the people to suffer for getting away from what he had told them to do. God made them to do what? To suffer. Let's look at this word suffer closely now. God made them to suffer. And there are two sufferings come from two different ways. So my brother, my sister, if we are suffering, let us be very careful and see which of this is the cause of our suffering. Praise God. Amen. He said, God punished them. God made them to suffer because they were disobedient to his word. So that could be the one reason for suffering. He said, by our disobedience to honor him through his provided way, we can suffer. Praise God. That's a sinful suffering. And then, another way of suffering, which is a blessed suffering, is just a type of choosing the straight gate. The straight gate and the narrow way. Praise God. And so we can call someone like what? Moses. See? Moses as an example. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See? These are the two different ways. One, suffering comes by what? Disobeying the word of God. And the other one is choosing the straight way and the straight gate and the narrow way to what? To everlasting life. Because it is never a broad way. Praise God. A straight way, definitely, you're going to go through some stuff as Moses did. Moses suffered. He chose to suffer. But meanwhile, he saw that at the end of it, there is going to be what? Everlasting life for him. The other one would what? Will one day come to an end. So he chose everlasting life. Amen. So the scripture teaches us, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Praise God. As 1 Peter 4:16, he said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. And then you come to Romans 8:18, he said, for I reckon that sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see? Can't be compared. So if there is a straight way, a straight gate, and a narrow way, whereby definitely you are going to meet those kind of what? Suffering. My brother, at the end of it, there is what? Eternal life. Go through them. He said, for as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. Amen. But he said, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, when his glory shall be revealed, he said, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Praise God. But he gave a warning here. He said, let none of you suffer as a murderer. Or as a thief. Or as an evildoer. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Busybody in other people's matters. Always saying yes. What happened? Gossiping. Praise the Lord. He said, don't suffer because of those things. Praise God. A murderer. Oh, murderer, you know already, it is not a question of just taking a gun and shoot your brother, shoot your sister. That means you have murdered him or her. You know it already when you go to the message that Jesus preached on Mount Olives. He says something about what? Killing. Even if you hate your brother. Praise God. Even if you hate him. It's killing. Praise God. So take away everything out from your heart and just be as clean as possible before the Lord. Amen. He said it is a faithful, he said, listen to this faithful saying. For we, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, he shall also, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. And so if there be death, let us suffer and glorify his name. Amen. So let's come back to our topic. He said, God told the prophet Jeremiah, Israel had done two great evils. God said they had turned away from him, the fountain of life, and have hewed themselves cisterns to drink of. And now the prophet says, that is something. Now, the prophet said again here, he said, now we see a strange thing here. It might be strange to some people. When he said, they have hewed to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns. Now, maybe some of you don't know what is a cistern, what a cistern is. How many know what a cistern is? The prophet asked. How many know what a cistern is? Well, most of all of you, okay. If you have ever raised on a farm, you know what a cistern is. I remember I have drunk enough bogs from one, and I know what a cistern was. Amen. He said, a cistern is a thing that is dug in the ground to take the place of a well, where people guess to get that cistern. He said, we notice one thing about a cistern that is different from a well. He said, a cistern will get empty. A cistern will get empty. A cistern cannot refill itself. A cistern is not reliable. And you can't also try to rely upon a cistern. That's what the prophet gave. All this, that this is what a cistern is. And I want you to notice one thing again. He said, the water that is carried, you see, when it rains, the cistern depends upon the rainfall because it cannot refill itself. So when it rains, it gathers all the dirt on the roof and carried it into what? Into the cistern. Yes. And so you could know the kind of debt that is in the system. Praise the Lord. So that is why God said it is what? It is so great, astonishing, that there is a clear water, clean water. And the people had forsaken that water and are drinking from this cistern. Rainwater that has washed the dirty roofs and has been piled into a tank, a man-made tank. And that is what is a type that what God is giving. That the word of God, which can give you salvation, man has abandoned the salvation and have taken like what I've read to you tonight. Praise the Lord. Like what I've read to you tonight is another source of what? Water. So you could see how God was so worried about the children that why should you forsake this my rich water and take something so dirty? And the cistern, what you see also is that when it stays for quite a long time, it begins to what? Get some bugs. The prophet called it winged tails. You see some things that are just going up and down because it has been stagnated. When it stays long, and this is what the people are drinking. And so anyone that is not drinking the fountain of life, the word of God, and is feeding on another source to receive water, that is the type you are drinking really debt. And that is very true. This is really a debt. Praise God. But thank God, you and I, we have been privileged. We have been privileged to be seated here with the fountain of life. The question is, are we drinking from the fountain of life? Are we drinking from the fountain of life? Because when you drink life, life must be seen in you. The life must be seen in you because you are drinking from what? A life source. That means whatever the word of God says, my brother, my sister, you say amen to it. Amen. The prophet said one of the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Let me just read it from here. He said one of the evidence of the Holy Spirit. He said first somebody asked him, what is the evidence of the Holy Spirit? Somebody asked him, what is the evidence of the Holy Spirit? And the prophet said, and he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Spirit. Was it speaking in tongues? And I said, no, it can't be that. And he said, neither do I, though I have been taught that. And then the prophet said, one day, the prophet said, the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. Amen. That is what the prophet gave, the evidence of what? The Holy Spirit. Amen. That it is what? It is love. Then he said, but one day the Lord, in a vision, straightened me out. And he said, the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the word of God. Amen. Amen. Those who could receive the word of God. That is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit. If you can receive the word of God, and receiving the word of God is the life. Praise God. Amen. Receiving the word of God is what? Is the life. So we come now back to our second reading about this woman.
As I started, he said, he came on the sixth hour, which is a sign that on the sixth hour, there was a light seated. In the evening time, there will be a light. And then, we talked about the gift of God, which I've given to you already, as Jesus himself being the gift of God. And then, we know that when he asked that question, thou greater than the father Jacob, we know that greater than Jacob is Jesus Christ. And then we said, whosoever drinketh of that water, you will thirst again. So let us go to John 4, 13 and 14 and continue from there. John 4, 13 and 14. So Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. So what is that? The well of Jacob is a type of what? A cistern. Because when you drink it, you will thirst again. And 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Praise God. But the water that I will give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. No one has any other water than our Lord Jesus Christ. That is his word. And in this end time, we have our fountain of life coming from the message of the hour. Malachi 4. There is no other source. My brother, compare the message that we are on today and compare it to what I just read to you. You see the fountain of life and you see what? A cistern. Does it? You see the fountain of life because here it will tell you sin is sin. There is no compromise. Sin is sin. Truth is truth. That is the word of our, the message of the hour. But here, compromising. Praise God. All other systems, all other sources, they are all compromising. But this message, we will never compromise. He said, the woman said unto her, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, and neither come hither to draw. Tonight, my brother, have we ever thought that we can say what this woman said? This woman have been drinking from what? Cisterns. But today, that day, she met a living water. And he said, give me that drink. Praise God. Give it to me. That is what you and I always go to pray. Lord, give me that water. That living water, give it to me, Lord. That should be our prayer. I want that living water. Give it to me. The woman asked for it. We go to ask for it. And Jesus saith unto her, go call your husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. And the woman saith unto her, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. Recognizing the message and recognizing the prophet of her very hour that she was living in. My brother, that is another way, another point, until you recognize the message of your hour, until you recognize the prophet of your age, until you recognize the hour that you are living in. Praise God. Because the woman knew the hour that she was living in. That she knew that a Christ is coming. Praise God. And when she comes, she's going to tell all these things. Because this man seated here has been able to tell her the secrets of her life. So he said, I perceive you are a prophet. Recognizing the message, your message, the word of God of your day. Recognizing your prophet of that age. And recognizing the hour that you are living in. This woman recognized all of them, the three. The hour she was living in, she was expecting what? A Messiah to come. That a Messiah must come to the scene. There must be someone to lead them to salvation. She was waiting for it. And so that seed was right in her. All that he needed is a light to fall upon that seed. And that seed start to germinate. She knew the hour that she's living in. Many believers don't know the hour that she's living in or he's living in. My brother, my sister, if we really know the time, the hour that we are living in, we will always be on our knees. We will always cry unto the Lord. We will run to the house of God when it is what? The hour for service. Until maybe you have something that is holding you genuinely. That is different. But if you have nothing to do, then there must be a church bell ringing in your heart. If that church bell is not there, then my brother, my sister, it goes to show the Holy Spirit is not there. We must know the time that we are living in. But then look at all this. This is really very dangerous. Very serious. And if you don't obey, look, God was saying, heavens be astonished. Heavens be astonished. Be horribly afraid. This is a serious matter. Because my children, they have what? Forsaken the fountain of life. It's a serious matter. And so if this message, you cannot live by this message, if you cannot take this message, my brother, it's a serious matter before God. He was telling the heavens that the heavens must be astonished because his children has forsaken the fountain of life. Brethren, that is where we are. This woman was able to recognize the prophet said, I perceive you are a prophet. And if we also can know that William Branham is our prophet, then my brother, the message that he has brought is just like Jesus seated before the woman and the woman telling her, give me to drink of that water. We will always ask, give me. We want that same water to drink. Let's go. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me. Okay, let's just jump and go to how this woman was changed. When this woman heard this message, she left the very container she has brought. See? What she has brought to fetch the water, she left it there. Already, she has what? She has received that fountain of life. Amen. That water was no more anything to her. That means when you have received it, there's got to be a change in your life. This woman, everybody knew her that she was a prostitute. And so probably she could not even mingle herself with the people. But now she ran back to the city to tell the people, come and see. A man that I've met, is he not the Christ? Praise God. Your life will be a testimony. Your life will be a pistol being read of all men.
Because you are flowing. You see, they said when you take in, it will begin to what? Spring up unto everlasting life. Something will be springing up in your life for people to see a difference. People to know that something has taken place on the inside. As the prophet said, on the outside will be the display that something has taken place on the inside. Amen. The fountain of life. This woman is an example to us as what? The bride, the Gentile bride, meeting the what? The light in the evening time. And knowing the hour that she was living in, knowing the prophet, recognizing the prophet, and recognizing the message. She believed it. And when she had gone to tell the town that come and see, the people never believed her because they know her. They wanted to come and see themselves. And when they have come to the what? To the well, and Jesus has spoken to them, they said what? Of the truth. Woman, now we believe. Praise God. Now we believe. Now let's look at something here very closely. Verse 39. And he said, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for saying of the woman which testified and told me all that ever I did. Amen. Now they said they believe. They believe that woman now. Now 40. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he should tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. Praise the Lord. Watch closely. He abode there 2 days. With what? The Gentiles. Now let's look at a comparison here. Open at Luke 4. The Gentiles received him. Luke 4. Luke 4, reading from the 16th verse. It's another story altogether. Luke 4, reading from 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. You know the story. When he had read the prophecy of Isaiah, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, because he had anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent him to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What happened when he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled? He went to his own. What happened? He said, and all bear witness and wonder, that's verse 22, at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. They all bear witness. Listen closely. And they said, is this not the son of Joseph's son? And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physicians, heal thyself. Now when you go down, you will see what happened to Jesus Christ. They did what? Verse 30. Verse 28. And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. When they heard the fountain, they were what? They were wroth. Look at the difference. They were wroth and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. My brother, you see the difference? He went to his own. His own refused him. But when he came to the Gentiles received him for what? For 2 days. He abode there for 2 days. Now open to Hosea. It has turned to be a teaching lesson. Open to Hosea 6. Open to Hosea 6, and let's read something there. 1 and 2. He said, come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will build us up. After 2 days, will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Amen. 2 days has already gone. Praise the Lord. Brethren, our dispensation is very, very now at an end. Say 2 days. After 2 days, that 2 days he has been with what? The Gentiles. Now on the third day, it's for what? It's for the Jews. My brother, our time is very short as Gentiles. This is the time that we need to take every word of God seriously. Because anything can happen, my brother, my sister. We may be here, but the door might have been closed already. It is a matter of just God coming to pick his children away. You understand what the Spirit is saying? That we are here, but the door could be closed, waiting for the time for Jesus just to come and pick his children. So every minute is for you to accept, enter into that gate. Praise the Lord. As you have breath, my dear sister, my dear brother, enter, make sure that you are drinking from the fountain of life. Because to any other, they are full of box. They are full of debt. Let's read. He said, now, he is the same fountain of life tonight. What do you want to drink? He's here tonight to quench every thirst and every sincere and true wish. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness. The Lord is here tonight. That's what the prophet is saying. He said he's here tonight. He's here to quench every thirst and every sincere and true wish. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness. He said they ran from one man-made hole to another looking for water. But those wells depended on rainwater. It has no source, and they found no water. He said, in the wilderness, they found that the tanks could not be depended on. They were dry. They go from one water hole to another. When they were in the wilderness, they were starving to death for drink of water. They would go to this tank over here and the pond. It was all dried. Then went to another place. It was dried up. They just couldn't think they was ever going to get a drink. Praise the Lord. My brother, maybe you have been praying for something all these years. Just take this as a type. The children in the wilderness, you find yourself in some kind of wilderness. You try this, it's not working. Though you are doing everything right before God. But there is no answer. The children of Israel, they were running from one well to another, looking for water in the wilderness. You are doing all. You are doing everything to get a job. Going, sending application to left and right. You are going all around to establish your documents. Every day running from one office to another. There is not what? There's no response coming from him. But tonight, listen to what the prophet is saying. You have run all over. No answer. You are looking for something. Going from office to an office. There is no answer. A type of the children of Israel running from one hole. Say, look, there is a well over there. They will run to it. They will look into it. It was empty. Because they are what? Cisterns. They cannot refill themselves. They needed something. But listen to what the prophet said. He said, and then, on the most unlikely place in all the desert, they found the water. Amen. At the unlikely, most unlikely place. Unlikely place. In all the desert, they found the water. It was a rock. Amen. How? Even wells, they could not find water. But a rock, water came out. So the prophet said, the most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be a dry rock in the middle of the desert. Amen. So brethren, my sister, my brother, going all every office, trying to get something done, it is not being fulfilled, it is not being worked. One of these days, the most unlikely place, the response is going to come to you. Because it's the same tonight. The most unlikely, that is where the result is coming to you. This is the word of God tonight. But you see, God does things like that. In the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way, that was where he always would respond. Praise God. So let us not lose our faith. Let us continue to move on. My brother, never be despaired. My sister, never be despaired. But continue. The most unlikely place, the answer is coming to you. The most unlikely place, God is going to answer your request. Amen. The most unlikely place this woman went, she met the light. It wasn't in a synagogue. It wasn't in a church. But right on the well, outskirts, outside the city, that's where he found the light. Praise God. Going beyond the camp. He said the woman at the well, she discovered a spiritual fountain. He has spoken to her by a spiritual sign that she had been looking for. See? She was looking for something. And now she came to meet the spiritual fountain that has spoken to her. Because he got a spiritual sign. She left that Jacob denomination system and never went back to it again. Because he had found the real rock. My brother, my sister, you are going to find the real rock. Amen. At the most unusual place, he is going to do it. He's going to present it to you. He's going to find it for you. Amen. Because I have a testimony myself tonight. The most unusual place. And then the Lord did something very great. Amen. She's the same fountain of life. Praise God. When I was living in a rush, I was paying $775 a month for a two-bedroom house. Many of you have been there before. You see, you know how my house was. Just a very big, long hall with a kitchen somewhere. You go upstairs, you see two little bedrooms. Only one has a bath attached. The other WC is down. And I was paying $775. But today, God has given me a house. Praise the Lord. 3-bedroom house. 4 WC. 2 bedrooms have their own toilet and bath. And a big bath. Praise the Lord. And another WC down. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know how I'm going to pay? $325. Oh, praise God. You see? Double the house that I was living in, I'm paying less than half of the price, the rent I was paying. Less than half. And it's a new house. Not an old house, a new house. Amen. Praise God. That's the way how God works. 775 with a small house, then a big house with just less than half. That's how God works. Unusual. Where you don't expect, that's where he comes and show his glory. My brother, my sister, let's move in forward. Let's continue to move forward in faith. Our God is alive in us. He's with us. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's just always be drinking from the fountain of life. My brother, don't look at the things that are going about. Don't listen to the things that are going about. They are death. Don't be partakers of them. Remain with the word. And prove the Lord. He's more than able to answer you. He will answer each and everyone. He will break every fetters, if there are. He will break every foundations of the enemy and make a way for you where there is no way. Look at the children of Israel. The sea before them, the enemy behind them. But yet, God provided a way for them. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I want to encourage all of us how to encourage ourselves that we are serving a living God with the fountain of life. That if we will continue with all our heart, give unto him, surrender everything to him, whatever we are looking for. Look, you say it's impossible. Today, somebody, I heard something that looks as if it's impossible. I said, look, you know, God, the things that look impossible, that's where he makes it possible. My brother, my sisters, that you are in this house, if you are looking for a child, don't look at your condition. Don't look at your condition. It's in the most unusual place. Where it is not likely in the eyes of the people, that's where God does his work. Amen. Amen. Don't look at it. Don't look at the circumstances. He will do it. Up to today, my son has sent all applications to every corner, no job. Myself, I was also looking for job, no job. But still, I'm so happy. I said, God, and you know why it got to be so. Amen. 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 Because all things work together for good to them that what love the Lord. So my brother, my sister, don't look at me and say, even pastor himself, the minister himself is looking for a job, he couldn't get it. Me, then where am I going to get it? Don't look at that. You are lost. Amen. Don't look at that at all. Amen. Look unto the Lord. He will fulfill yours. He has everything for anyone separately. Praise God. So don't look at anyone. Just look unto him. So tonight, I want to just read a small thing here, and then he said, she found there is a better place to drink. The season had been all right. See, that the season might have been all right. That well of Jacob, the Jacob well, might have been all right. It has served its purpose. Now she was at the true fountain. The cistern had all right until the true fountain was opened to her. Amen. That Jacob's well had been serving everything. It had been serving them. Until what? The fountain of life was opened to her. And when the true fountain came along, the cistern lost its strength. Amen. When the fountain came, when you received the word of God, all other what? All other grounds should be a sinking sand. And stand upon the rock where it gushes out with what? The everlasting fountain of life. Amen. Jesus breaks. If you know, if you feel that there are some fetters that are holding on to, tonight we sing that song. Jesus breaks every fetter. Amen. Jesus breaks. My brother, will you come over? Jesus breaks every fetter. Shall we stand? Believe it tonight that everything that the devil is holding against you is broken tonight. And that you are going to find that unusual place, the unusual time that God is going to answer you. It is there. Your answer, it is there. Praise the Lord. I am now on the altar. Believe it.
I am now.
Believe it. The altar of God.
On the altar.
Believe it.
I am now on the altar.
It was made for you.
It was made.
It was made for me.
Jesus breaks
every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Every fetter.
And he sets me free.
I will
doubt, my brother.
I will never.
Don't look at the circumstances.
Doubt my Savior.
Just believe by faith.
I will never
doubt my Savior.
I will never.
Tonight, oh God, we come before you,
Lord Jesus, he breaks
the Lord.
Fetter.
We know how the enemy
Jesus
has raised a lot of hindrances and obstacles on our ways, Lord.
And he
has risen obstacles. Father, we believe tonight every fetter is broken tonight.
I will rest
on.
given to me. Jesus,
as you are singing, just believe every word.
Jesus,
he has broken every fetter tonight. And that unusual place,
Jesus,
that unusual place, that unlikely place,
and
Lord,
me free. On the other
side of Jordan, in the sweet field of Eden, where the tree of life is blooming, there is rest for me.
Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus
breaks his every fetter, and he sets me free. My brother, my sister, tonight, just believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That the God that opened that Red Sea for his children, he's here tonight. That same God that the woman met on Jacob's well, greater than Jacob, is here tonight. The prophet said, he said, the most unlikely place a man will find water. And that is the way how God does his things. The most unlikely place, the most unusual way, then the Lord does something. So tonight, you have been going from office to office, sending applications to every corner.
Hallelujah.
You have been looking for something. It is not forthcoming your way. Just believe tonight that is that fountain of life, the fountain that can provide for you, that he can also, as he did it for as many that came to him, that never went back the same. He's that same God tonight.
Hallelujah.
He's going to meet you at an unusual place. Say, Lord, I want to meet you there. Lord, I want to meet you there. That unlikely place. Let me believe that, Lord, tonight, my request, what I'm looking for, Lord, I believe tonight that you have broken every fetter. That I believe and I will never doubt you. That tonight, Lord, it is possible to me. That I have received it by faith. I believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Because the testimony I've even heard tonight, it has even renewed my strength. It has renewed my faith. That, Lord, with you, all things are possible. I believe it tonight. Just continue praying to him. Just let your request be known unto him. Just continue praying. My brother, my sister, she's here tonight. She will answer your request. She's here to answer your request. He will do it for you. Believe it. Believe it. He's very faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful in everything. Every promise that he has given. He's faithful to every promise. He knows. He knows. All your going out, moving from one place to another. He knows everything. He knows it. You may think that, oh God, why? He knows it. He said, I know your poverty. I know your tribulation. But thou art rich. That is his word. The Lord is faithful. This woman, she never thought in her life, though it was in her, that there is coming a Messiah. But she never thought, she never knew where she was going to meet her. She never knew where he was going to meet him. She least thought that she would meet him by the well. That was the least place she ever thought she's going to meet him. That was the most unlikely place. She never thought that that is where she was going to meet the light. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided a fountain of living water where we drink, O God. So the desires of this world, Lord, we don't see them. We don't even feel them, O God, because, Lord, what we are drinking here, O Lord, they are springing everlasting life in us. Father, all that we want to say before we move out from here is that, Lord, fill our oil, fill our lamps, Lord, with your oil. Give me oil in my lamp. Let us sing that song with joy, that the Lord continue to fill. We continue to give us oil in our lamps, that we will be always burning a flame. Burning that fire that kills not. That fire that when even someone comes closer to you, it is a soothing fire. Praise the Lord. Give me oil in my lamp.
Singing to the break of day.
Let's sing Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna.
Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. I pray. Oh, give me resting, Lord. Give me resting till the
God, help us, Father, that we should continue to drink from this fountain. For it is a fountain that is water, that is alive, water that we should never thirst again. Lord, we are so thankful that you opened this fountain unto us, Lord. Us, Lord, who were foreigners, Lord, us who had no citizenship in thy kingdom. But, Father, you were merciful to us and that you revealed thy way unto us, Lord. We want to thank you, Father. And we want to pray, Lord, for every brother, every sister that would be seeking anything. Lord, Father, may you grant the desires of their hearts, Lord. Father, for you said, Lord, that Father, ask and it shall be given unto you. And Father, we asking tonight, Lord, that you would pour out thy blessing upon your people. That as we go home, Lord, you would continue to speak unto us in our hearts, Father. And we want to thank you for our brother, what you have done for him, giving him a house. Lord God, we see your hand in this, Father. And we want to thank you and to acknowledge you, Lord. May it be so with every brother, every sister, that we would hear testimonies of thy goodness unto them, Father. Lord, we pray for the service that's coming on Saturday. May you meet with us, Lord. For if we meet alone, we meet in vain. We ask, Father, that you come and commune with us, O God. Let there be something special for us, even as it was tonight. We just pray for your presence to be continually with us, O God. I pray, Father, for every brother, every sister, every family, as we go home tonight, that you would keep us safe, Lord. Father, even as we would lay ourselves to sleep, that you would renew our strength in our bodies, Lord, for the day tomorrow and the remainder of the week, Lord. Keep us away from harm's way. But Father, may you send your angel before us wherever we go, that Father, you may watch over us, Lord. We commit now ourselves and our footsteps and everything that we are into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. We see you on Saturday, saints. God bless you.
Special to me, yes, I love.